Right now, though, let's find out a little bit about South African history, and we will get to your messages that have come through. And yeah, we're going to be speaking to Tumbo Pape. He is he speaks to us on behalf of the National. What is it, Tumbo? It's the National Heritage Foundation, correct?
National Heritage Monument.
There we go.
How
are you, Tumbo?
And now I'm well, thank you. And how's everybody in studio today?
Yeah, we're all good. Simon's a little angry.
Just a little bit. But we're speaking to you, so that's going to put a smile on my face because I know I'm always going to learn something. And yeah, Tumo, over to you. Tell us about the chief of the Bakatla.
Okay, yes, we're talking about Khamanyane Plani, who was the chief of the Bakatla Bakafela. We can say Batswana. They're part of the Tswana groups. And he was a statesman, and he's known as a renowned defier of Paul Kruger. And he succeeded his father Philani Pheto in 1848 and ruled over the Bakatla Bakafela. And this was a time when the entire Transvaal was dominated by the Zaid African Republic. So it was under the control of the Zaid African Republic. And so looking at Khamanyane Pilani, he was a very influential and progressive leader. And he was able to secure arable land for his people through 26 land deals, which he made with the South African Republic by trading labor for land. So his people were recruited as Boer servants in wars against several African tribes. But later on, it was reported that Khamanyane Pilani was actively fighting the settlers undercover. But he was a diplomat initially. But in the end, in 1868, Khamanyane Pilani's silent diplomacy ended when he openly defied Paul Kruger's request to supply labor for building of a dam by harnessing his men to carts filled with rocks. And he said no. And that was seen as a defiance to Paul Kruger. So he was humiliated by being flogged in front of his people. And thereby he then decided that he's going to relocate. And he took his people and relocated to Mutshudi in present-day Botswana. When he died, he was succeeded by his son, Lentswe. And he was survived by 50 wives and numerous kids.
Poor Oak. How did he manage 50 wives? That must have kept him really busy.
Yeah, he was quite a busy king, hey? He was quite a busy king. So, yeah, he had numerous kids. So, yeah, this is Khosi Khamanyane Pilani of the Bakatla Bakafela. We also celebrate him here at the Long March to Freedom. We're still urging people to come and see the Long March to Freedom before it relocates to Cape Town.
Very interesting. Do we know who his descendants are today? Do we have record of that?
Oh, yes, we have. In fact, now this issue with Paul Kruger resulted into today we have two tribal houses of the Bakatla Bakafela, one in Botswana and one in present day South Africa. So you have the Bakatla in Botswana, you have the Bakatla in South Africa. And in South Africa, because of the 26 land deals, you have about 26 villages that are owned by the Bakatla Bakafela.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Tumbo, thank you so much. We look forward to catching up with you again next Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
Katie.
So much.
And by the way, today I got a visit from Michelle.
Okay, so you want to say hello to Michelle?
I got a visit from her. She came with her mom.
Oh, our Michelle. Our Michelle from High Kids.
Yes, from High Kids.
Oh, how wonderful.
She came with her mom and all the guys. We took photos. The guys were like, we want to see this kid because she was giving you all these questions, you know, hitting you with hardcore questions. And we took photos with her. It was amazing.
Absolutely incredible. Tumbo, thank you so much.